What is going on? Welcome back to the No Sell Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we're going to be tackling the hottest question in the wrestling community right now. Today we are going to be talking about asking ourselves the hard-hitting question, who is better, Kenny Omega or Randy Orton? So, recently, I believe last week, as of recording this, JR, Jim Ross, made a statement online stating that he believed Randy Orton was the greatest wrestler in the world right now. And a lot of people were not happy about that. Matt Hardy made a statement saying that Kenny Omega was the best wrestler in the world. Furthermore, Chris Jericho made a statement saying Kenny Omega was the best in the world. And in reply to that, Kenny Omega attacked Jim Cornette, all of the online WWE fans, and then he attacked JR in a sarcastic tweet, basically saying, no, I'm the greatest wrestler in the world. He believes he's the greatest wrestler in the world. First off, that is the most cocky statement, cocky belief to have. And, you know, usually on this show I don't attack people's character, but to attack JR for a one-time mistake, I mean, the man is old, he makes mistakes, so to attack him online for that, disgusting, shows no moral integrity, shows that Kenny Omega's only nice to people when they're stroking his ego, and to attack Jim Cornette over unsubstantiated rumors, not cool either. So, we've already established that Kenny Omega is definitely the worst person between him and Randy Orton. But who's the better wrestler? It honestly depends on what you like. As I'm sure a lot of you know, Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor, in my mind, was the blueprint of the perfect match. Definitely one of the best matches I've seen in the past 2 years. And that was much more of a hybrid between, like, that WWE style, definitely, but it also had a bit of that Memphis style, that like southern, hard-hitting, not quite strong style, and neither wrestler really fits into that category, but I prefer to watch Randy Orton's wrestling style simply because it's more believable. A lot of Kenny Omega's moveset kind of looks like a, to put it bluntly, two kids trying to outdo each other on flips into the swimming pool. It's not real wrestling. It's not my style. And I respect the indie style of wrestling. Don't get me wrong. Daniel Bryan is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, and he is indie at his very core. So I appreciate the indie style. I don't appreciate Kenny's style. And Randy Orton is by far the better storyteller in the ring. Kenny Omega has no pacing, no storytelling beats whatsoever. He looks lost trying to tell an emotional story. I mean, all the Dave Meltzers of the world will sit there and drool about his match with Okada, but there was no story. You could say there was a story. Oh, Kenny could never hit the one-winged angel. Like, I mean, that's it, though? Like, that's the entire story of the match, really? That's not captivating whatsoever. I've seen all three of Okada versus Kenny Omega, by the way, and maybe this deserves a separate episode, but those are the most overrated matches I've ever seen in my life. People are sitting here calling them the greatest matches of all time. Not even close. But that's off topic. Kenny Omega's style does not tell a story. It does not emotionally grab the person watching. And I think that's a problem. Now, Randy Orton is the pinnacle of telling a story in the ring. Now, his headlocks can get boring. He does have a very slow, and as Michael Cole has said for the past 50 years, it felt like he's got a very cold and meticulous wrestling style. But I think it works. I like it. I think it's very interesting. I think he can tell a story. That, like I said, the headlocks do get very boring, but it is what it is. I'd rather see a minute of boring headlocks than one more idiot standing there at the end of the ring with their arms wide out waiting to grab Kenny Omega as he jumps over the top rope. I saw this in another YouTube video that talked about this topic, but they compared finishers, and yes, the RKO is a way better finisher than the One-Winged Angel. Now, the One-Winged Angel definitely looks like it hurts more, but also it just adds to that whole, like, it kind of looks like choreography. Doesn't look like a wrestling move. Now, Randy Orton can hit an RKO, and honestly, you know, the guy's going to have to fall forward, but he jumps and he pulls with so much force, he can make it look like he's pulling the guy down. With the One-Winged Angel, it looks so silly. You have to pick him up on your shoulders, drop the leg back behind your shoulder, then grab his head, all that just to do a flip into basically a driver. And I mean, at any point, the guy could just move his other leg and he would be off your shoulders. So it looks goofy. The impact does not look goofy. The impact looks like it'll break you in half. And yeah, that's respectable. But I think Randy Orton has the better finisher, definitely the more iconic finisher. And Randy Orton is 10 times the promo that Kenny Omega will ever be. Kenny Omega always sounds kind of clunky on the microphone. And I'm pretty sure they've been in the business for about the same time. If not, Randy started maybe a bit earlier than Kenny did. But they've been in the business for about the same time. And for some reason, Kenny Omega has never came up, developed the skill to cut a promo that Randy Orton has. Randy Orton was naturally born with his ability to cut a promo, and then he further added on to it. Kenny was never born with it, and he never practiced it. And quite honestly, I don't really think it's a contest between Kenny Omega and Randy Orton. People can make it out to be. I know the AEW mark's gonna come from him. I mean, I really don't care. To be 100% honest with you, I'm not a fan of AEW. I just don't enjoy it. I can't get behind it. I'm gonna watch Double or Nothing this weekend, but that's just because there's nothing on. Like, I don't know. Kenny is not anywhere near Randy Orton in terms of promo ability. Depending on what you like, some people might say the contrary and say that Randy Orton couldn't touch Kenny's in-ring ability. To each their own. I prefer Randy's style of wrestling. I think it looks way less goofy. And yeah, I think Randy Orton is just a way better wrestler. But if you enjoyed this and you're listening to Spotify, please leave a review. The YouTube channel is coming soon, so go ahead and subscribe to that, and I'll see you soon. Peace out.